Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. This is coming at you at a time where the sun is shining and people are getting outside and doing more yard work. Landscaping is a great thing to work on at your house, but if you mess it up, you can actually destroy your yard. Massive mulch mounds. We've all been there, right? We've seen those newly planted trees with those massive mulch mounds at the base. Well, guess what? That is actually not the best way to put mulch out anywhere in your yard. If you're putting out mulch, the actual purpose it serves is to keep the moisture and the temperature down around the base of all the plants. If you pack it too tightly or put on too much, it's actually gonna cause that temperature to rise and could cause fungus that could destroy all of your plants. Picking the wrong plants for your landscaping is definitely something that could cause massive problems down the line. And there are two different types of plants that could be problems. The first are invasive plants and the second are dangerous ones. Invasive plants include anything like bamboo. Let's face it, this stuff is hardy, it grows fast, and it grows out of control. Unless you're ready, willing, and able to take care of that stuff on a near daily basis, bamboo is probably something you don't want in your landscaping. Second, tall towering grasses. Everybody likes them, they look really nice, until they get dried out. Then they're a potential fire hazard that you need to make sure you keep an eye on. Poor planning. Lining out your landscaping is a lot like a construction project. You want to measure twice and start planting once. Not only that, you need to make sure that you take a look at the different types of plants that you're putting in your landscaping. Some of them need additional space to make sure that they have plenty of room to grow out. If you overcrowd the space, there's a good potential you might kill everything off and have to start from scratch. Using too much gravel. Gravel is a great tool to utilize in drought-resistant landscaping. It saves on water and it keeps the whole area looking nice and clean. But if you have too much rock in a single space, it could actually be detrimental to a lot of different things. First off, it could kill all the plants that are out there because a lot of rock in a single space is going to reflect a ton of heat. Second, if you've got those tall, dry grasses, like I said previously, it is a better risk of those drying out faster and causing a worse fire hazard. Make sure that you're not going overboard and you're keeping things looking nice. Construction projects. If you're planning any kind of construction project, like a home expansion or building a garage, you want to take into consideration the trees that are already there and thriving in your yard. If you get too close to the roots and cause any kind of damage, you may not even realize the potential danger that it's going to impose until time down the road. If you damage a lot of stuff, then you could have rot and other things that happen to the tree, and eventually it could crash and burn and take out your new construction project. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you really enjoyed the information that I had for you here today. As always, you can check the description on this podcast to get a link to the information where I found this online. As always, you can also check me out online at facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or follow me on Twitter at Aaron Advantage. That is not the music that I'm using.
It will be. Make my own background music.
Scotty Biggs no longer just the man behind the lens. He's also composer extraordinaire for the new music you'll be hearing on the Aaron Advantage. Bum, bum, bum.